1 minute, please. So, hello. This is the second level of English. I hope you're well and happy to be there. Please take your course. I will tell you what we are going to do today. Hopes and regrets. Listen and speak the words. Calculator. Calculadora. Convince. Convencer, digital, earphones, auriculares, equipment, equipo. I hope we didn't do it. I think we did it last week. Oh, I'm sorry. I missed it. This one, what is it? Okay. What if? Words and expressions. Discuss. Hablar de. Discutir. Offer. Oferta. Propuesta. Overtime. Horas extra. Promotion. Promoción. Ascenso. Raise. Aumento. Incremento. Subida. Retire, jubilarse, salary, salario, remuneración, sueldo, chief editor, editora o editor, jefe o jefa, extra money, dinero extra, human resources, recursos humanos, local news, noticias locales, lottery ticket, billete de lotería, national news, noticias nacionales, overtime pay, paga por las horas extra, work overtime, ponerse en trabajar horas extra, get back to me, ponerse en contacto conmigo, darme una contestación, llamarme, get back to me, keep your fingers crossed, tener los dedos cruzados, local news desk, sección de noticias locales, make extra money, ganar un dinero extra, offer a job, ofrecer un trabajo, put in overtime, hacer horas extra. That's enough talk. Basta de charlas. Okay. Since you say basta de charlas, that's enough talk, let's start the book. What would you like? Good morning, Diana. How are you? Fine, thanks. So, Mark, what would you like to discuss? Well, I've been putting in a lot of overtime lately. Yes, I know. You worked a lot of overtime last month. I'd like to get overtime pay. I have to talk to human resources, but I'm sure it won't be a problem. Is there anything else? So, Mark goes to Diana, sees the chief, and he says, good morning. And she asks, what would you like to discuss? So he says he did a lot of overtime hours last month and want a special pay there for an overtime pay. And what did Diana answer? She says, I have to contact the human resources to see if it's possible. But she thinks there is no problem. And she asks, is there anything else? And what does Mark say? Yes, I've been writing mostly local news stories. I'd like to write national news. So instead of local news stories, he wants to write bigger news articles. You'd be good at writing national news, says Diana. But we need a new chief editor for the local news desk. Estarías bien para escribir noticias nacionales, pero necesitamos un jefe para las noticias locales. El chief editor, editor jefe. Why? Dice Mark. Because the chief editor is retiring next month. Think about it and get back to me by the end of the week. Porque el jefe editor se está jubilando el próximo mes. Piénsalo y get back to me, quiere decir, ponte en contacto conmigo, llámame al final de la semana. ¿Ya? Next dialogue. What would you like? What would you do? Mark dice, I spoke to Diana yesterday about writing national news stories. Really? What did she say? Answers Gloria. Well, the chief editor for the local news desk is retiring next month. She offered me the job. That's a wonderful promotion, Mark. Will you take the job? I'm not sure. I really wanted to write national news. What would you do, Gloria? You'd get a raise in salary, wouldn't you? Yes, I would. I would take the job. I would talk to Diana today. Amy also thinks I should take the job. I guess you're both right. I'd speak to Diana today and accept her offer. So, Mark is not very sure about taking the job. He thinks it's better to write national news. But Gloria says, if you have a salary raise, it's worth taking the job. So, he will be chief editor But first, he'll have to take contact with Chloe, with Diana. His child. So, more words. Adventures. Aventurero, atrevido, blush, ruborizarse, sonrojarse, ponerse rojo, compliment, cumplido, confident, seguro, seguro de sí mismo, con confianza en uno mismo, gift, regalo, obsequio, donación. Guy, tipo, honest, sincero. No se pronuncia la H, esto ya ustedes lo saben, ¿no? Intelligent, inteligente. Lucky, afortunado. Owner, dueño, propietario. Personality, personalidad. Practical. Práctico. Quiz. Prueba. Serious. Serio. Sidewalk. Acera. Smart. Inteligente. Listo. Smile. Sonreír. Uncomfortable. Incómodo. Useful. Útil. Plastic bag. Bolsa de plástico, sports car, coche deportivo, give a compliment, hacer un cumplido, solve a problem, resolver un problema, start a business, abrir un negocio, the Far East, Extremo Oriente. So, we will repeat them. Adventures, blush, compliment, confident, gift, guy, honest, intelligent, lucky, owner, personality, practical, quiz, serious, sidewalk, smart, smile, uncomfortable, useful, plastic bag, sports car, give a compliment, solve a problem, start a business, the Far East. If I found Mark and Eric, I read an article about a lucky guy who found $50,000. Where did he find it? The money was in a plastic bag on the sidewalk. I'd also like to find a plastic bag full of money. What would you do with $50,000, Derek? If I found $50,000, I'd start my own business, maybe open my own clinic. If I found that much money, I'd buy a sports car. No, you wouldn't. Amy wouldn't let you. You're right. Amy's very practical. I guess we'd buy a small house. I know what Victoria would do. What would she do? She would take the bag to the police. She's very honest. My goodness. So let's repeat the lesson. If I found, I read an article about a lucky guy who found 50,000, I think it's pounds, no, it's dollars. Where did he find it? The money was in a plastic bag on the sidewalk. I'd also like to find a plastic bag full of money. Ha leído un articolo sobre un chico que encontró una bolsa de plástico con 50,000 dólares. Y dice, ¿dónde lo encontró? En la vereda. ¿Cómo dicen ustedes? Sidewalk. Acera. En la acera. Y dice, yo también, a mí también me gustaría encontrar esa bolsa con mucho dinero. ¿Y tú qué harías con 50,000 dólares? Ah, si yo encontraría 50,000 dólares, yo haría mi propio empresa, mi propia empresa. O tal vez abrir mi propia clínica. If I found that much money, si yo encontrara eso, yo me compraría un carro sport. No, dice el otro. Y Amy no te permitiría. Dice, you're right. Amy's very practical. I guess we'd buy a small house. Ella es muy práctica. Yo pienso que compraríamos una pequeña casa. I know what Victoria would do. Dice, yo sé lo que haría Victoria. ¿Y qué haría ella? Llevaría la bolsa a la policía. Ella es muy honrada. What would you change? If you could change one thing about yourself, what would you change? ¿Qué cambiarías tú si pudieras cambiar algo de ti mismo? I would like to be more confident. A mí me gustaría ser más confiada en mí misma. What about you? ¿Y tú? If I could, I would change a lot of things. First of all, I'd like to be more intelligent. Yo cambiaría muchas cosas. Primero, me gustaría ser más inteligente. I think you're already very smart. Yo creo que tú ya eres muy inteligente. Thanks, Amy. But I'd still like to be more intelligent. I'd also love to be more creative. Gracias, Amy. Pero quisiera ser más inteligente todavía y ser más creativa. What about Derek? ¿Y Derek? If I ask Derek the question, I know what he would say. Yo sé lo que él diría. ¿Qué cambiaría él? He'd like to be funnier. Él le gustaría ser más simpático, más agradable. Yes, he's really very serious. Sí, él es muy serio. ¿Es español? No. Okay. So, what would you change? If you could change one thing about yourself, what would you change? I would like to be more confident. What about you? If I could, I would change a lot of things. First of all, I'd like to be more intelligent. I think you're already very smart. Thanks, Amy, but I'd still like to be more intelligent. I'd also love to be more creative. What about Derek? If I ask Derek the question, I know what he would say. What would he want to change? He'd like to be more funnier. Yes, he's really very serious. So, isn't this a funny story? Okay. Now we have to water. I have to do something. So next course, what would you change about yourself if you could? Have you already thought about it? Words and expressions. Accountant, contable, architect, arquitecto, dream, soñar. Hire, contratar, pilot, piloto, profession, profesión, rich, rico, scientist, científico, assistant manager, subdirector, subgerente, film director, director de cine. Guess what? Adivina qué? Job hunting. Búsqueda de empleo. Store owner. Propietario de una tienda. Good with numbers. Bueno con los números. If I were, si fuera, fuese, estuviera, estuviese. Accountant. Architect, dream, hire, pilot, profession, rich, scientist, assistant manager, film director, guess what, job hunting, store owner, good with numbers. If I were. Getting advice. I need your advice, Victoria. What's the problem? Quiero tu consejo, Victoria. ¿Cuál es el problema? A gourmet restaurant offered me a great job. Sounds good. What's the problem? Un restaurante gourmet me ha ofrecido un buen trabajo. Suena bien. ¿Cuál es el problema? My dream is to open my own restaurant. What would you do if you were me? Mi sueño es de abrir mi propio restaurante. ¿Qué harías tú si tú fueras en mi lugar, estuvieras en mi lugar? If I were you, I'd take the job and get some experience. Si yo fuera tú, si yo fuese tú, yo tomaría el trabajo para tener más experiencia. I know. I should get some experience before I open my own restaurant. Amy, I also need some advice from you. Yo también necesito tu aviso. Tu consejo. Sure. How can I help? Por supuesto, ¿cómo puedo ayudar? My store is doing very well, but I'm always tired. Mi tienda va muy bien, pero siempre estoy cansada. What would you do if you were me? ¿Qué harías tú si fueses yo? If I were you, I'd hire an assistant manager to help you. Si yo fuera tú, yo contrataría un subdirector, un subgerente para ayudarte. I need your advice, Victoria. What's the problem? A gourmet restaurant offered me a great job. Sounds good. What's the problem? My dream is to open my own restaurant. What would you do if you were me? If I were you, I'd take the job and get some experience. I know I should get some experience before I open my own restaurant. Amy, I also need an advice from you. Sure. How can I help? My store is doing very well, but I'm always silent. What would you do if you were me? If I were you, I'd hire an assistant manager to help you. An assistant manager. Un supplente, no? If you weren't. Excuse me. If you weren't going to be a chief, what would you be? If I weren't a chief, I think I'd be an accountant. Si no serías cocinero, cocinera, ¿qué harías? Creo que sería un contable. Really? Why would you be an accountant? My father's an accountant, and I'm really good with numbers. What about you? What would you be if you were the store owner? Sí, de verdad, quisiera ser un contable. Pues mi papá es un contable y mi padre, y a mí me van bien las cifras, me gusta. ¿Y qué tú? ¿Qué harías tú si no fueras una propietaria de tienda? I would be an architect. It's a great profession. Yo sería arquitecta. Es una profesión fantástica. Guess what Mark would be if he weren't a journalist. Adivina lo que sería, lo que le gustaría hacer, Mark, si no fuera un periodista. If he weren't a journalist, I think he'd make a good film director. He loves movies and he's very creative. Si no fuera periodista, yo creo que sería un buen director de cine. Le gustan las películas y él es muy creativo. No, if he weren't a journalist, he'd be a scientist. No, si no fuera periodista, sería científico. ¿Y Derek? If Derek were rich, he'd buy an airplane. He would be a pilot. That's his dream. Si Derek fuera rico, estuviera rico, compraría un avión. Sería un piloto. Este es su sueño. If you weren't going to be a chief, what would you be? If I weren't a chief, I think I'd be an accountant. Really? Why would you be an accountant? My father's an accountant, and I'm really good with numbers. What about you? What would you be if you weren't a store owner? I would be an architect. It's a great profession. Guess what Mark would be if he weren't a journalist. If he weren't a journalist, I think he'd make a good film director. He loves movies and he's very creative. No, if he weren't a journalist, he'd be a scientist. What about Derek? If Derek were rich, he'd buy an airplane. He would be a pilot. That's his dream. So, the next. Cause. Provocar. Create. Crear. Degrees. Grados. Disposable. Desechable. Efficient. Eficiente. Electricity, electricidad, environmentalist, ecologista, garbage, basura, desperdicios, glass, cristal, vidrio, heat, calefacción, item, artículo, organize, organizar, packaging, embalaje, paper, papel, plastic, plástico, pollution, contaminación, recycle, reciclar, remind, recordar, save, ahorrar, unnecessary, innecesario, waste, desperdiciar, despilfarrar, desaprovechar, be green, ser verde, ecologista, carpool, uso compartido de coches, leave on, dejar encendido, light bulb, bombilla, save energy, ahorrar energía, shopping bag, bolsa de compra, throw out, tirar, turn down, bajar, turn up, subir. Let's see the last dialogues and then we will repeat the words again. Yeah? Going green at work. Guess what? Our office is going green. Wow, what are you going to do? If we use glass cups instead of disposable cups, we'll create less garbage. That's true. If I were your boss, I'd recycle all the paper in the office. Yes, we're starting next week. We waste a lot of paper in the office. What about turning off lights? We really would save a lot of energy if we turned off unnecessary lights. And using energy-efficient light bulbs saves lots of electricity, too. We are also organizing carpools to save gas. If four of us travel in the same car, we can leave three cars at home. So, what's Mark telling to Amy? He says his office is going green. They are using glass cups instead of disposable cups, so they will have less garbage. And then they will have to recycle all the paper. They will have to turn off the lights and to change the bulbs using energy efficient light bulbs. They're also saving gas by doing the carpooling. If four of us travel in the same car, they can leave three cars at home. Isn't this wonderful? Being green at home. We already recycle paper, plastic, and glass, but we can do a lot more to be green at home. Like what? If we took shopping bags to the supermarket, we wouldn't use plastic bags. I try to buy items with less packaging. If there is less packaging, there is less to throw out. If we tried, we could do more to save electricity at home. Mark, you're the one that always leaves the lights on. You'll have to remind me to turn them off. Don't worry, Mark, I'll remind you. But who likes to turn up the heat in the winter? I guess that's me. If we turn down the heat a few degrees, we'd save a lot of energy. So you understood, the two of them will save energy. They're going green at work, turning green at work, and turning green at home. Recycling paper, plastic, glass, and take shopping bags to the supermarket instead of plastic bags. buy items with less packaging, and then save electricity at home, so turn off the lights and turn down the heat a few degrees. So isn't this wonderful? Maybe we can do it all at home, at the office. So this can go at home. Finish then. Thank you for the classes. Thank you for listening. And have a nice week. See you next.